Runaways, Runaway on Mix 97. Dr. Julie Galthorpe in this morning. We're talking about treating yourself well, the benefits of self-compassion, being kind to yourself. I think many of us, Doctor, struggle with this self-compassion. It's, you know, we're always there, it seems, for other people, but sometimes we forget about ourselves.
Absolutely, 100%. And self-compassion, if we think about it just as you described, it involves treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we would offer to a close friend, someone we care about, when they're facing difficulties. So it's about being gentle with ourselves, especially during those challenging times. You know, we all do or say things that we wish we could take back or change. But if a friend does it, we're like, no, don't worry about it. You're human. We give ourselves such a hard time. You know, those things like, I didn't do enough, I'm too much. You know, we want to be able to say it's life. It's easier to remind others of this than ourselves. And most often, we're our own worst critic.
It's very funny because it is true. Like we say to our friend says, oh, we mess up. And they're like, oh, don't worry. It's okay. You're human. And you did it. It's move on. Hearing this from others is important. But why is it so important that we give compassion to ourselves also?
So research has shown that other than the obvious, you know, that it's nicer to be nice to ourselves, self-compassion is strongly linked to psychological well-being. So it helps. One thing we teach in therapy is self-compassion. It helps us to cope with stress, boost resilience, and it enhances our overall well-being and satisfaction with life. So there's also research that shows people with self-compassion accomplish more and, for example, even better manage their finances.
So for those listening right now, how can they practice self-compassion in their daily lives?
So there's several ways to practice and cultivate self-compassion. So if you don't have any, we got to start from somewhere. One effective method is through self-kindness, which is exactly as it sounds. It involves being understanding and supporting of ourselves rather than self-critical. So let's just take a scenario. Someone makes a mistake at work and starts to feel overwhelmed by self-criticism. Instead of berating themselves for the error, they practice self-compassion. They might acknowledge their humanity and treat themselves with kindness by saying something like, you know, it's okay to make mistakes. Everyone has off days. I'll learn from this experience and do better next time. So by adopting that compassionate mindset, they're better able to bounce back from setbacks and then more effectively maintain a positive attitude. So you have to keep in mind that by accepting the imperfections, this is what allows people to find success because they see failures not as something wrong with them, but as an opportunity to experience and learn.
All right, back with Dr. Julie Galthorpe in moments.
This hour of the Mix Morning Crew on Mix 97 is powered by Rowley Electric.
At home, at work, on the farm, Rowley Electric gives you power everywhere. For professional lighting, wiring, panel upgrades, and all things electrical, visit RowleyElectric.ca. That's R-O-W-L-E-Y. Rowley Electric gives you power.
Let's get personal. Is your flooring stained? Is it worn or cracked? Or was it cutting edge when disco was king? If this sounds like your home or cottage, then this ad's for you. The Leap Year Sale is on now at Floor Trends. We've got what you need to fix that tired flooring with prices so good, they only come around once every 4 years. If you're looking for discounts on vinyl, hardwood, laminate, tile, runners, carpet, and installation bundles, visit Floor Trends today for awesome prices and service. Sale ends March 21st. See store for details.
We make homes so good to come home to.
Hey, it's Alana Cameron. Join me tomorrow at the Quinte International Women's Day Market, a one-of-a-kind market. Shop local women-owned and women-led businesses. Mix 97 will be there live. The Quinte International Women's Day Market, tomorrow from 3 to 7 at Pentecostals of Quinte.
Lose weight fast. Lose weight easy. Lose weight, keep off. Looking for a real weight loss solution? Say goodbye to internet fads. Say hello to UN Weight Loss Studio, Belleville. UN Weight Loss Studio will build you a custom weight loss plan based on your body, your goals, and your dietary needs. It's no fad. It's a tailor-made lifestyle change. Visit UN Weight Loss Studio, Belleville on Facebook. That's E-W-Y-N. UN Weight Loss Studio. Results for life.
Mix 97.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, because I see you when it rains.
Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half. That'll have to do.
Quinny's Best Variety, Mix 97, Wednesday morning. Dr. Julie Galthorpe in Studio 97. We'll pick it up. Our conversation today is the benefits of self-compassion.
So I think it might be helpful if we give an example of how self-compassion has improved someone's life.
Yeah, certainly, Ashley. So offhand, I'm thinking of someone who was constantly criticizing himself for experiencing depression. People struggle when they are dealing with emotions and states that are outside of their control. And in this case, this man saw it as a weakness. He acknowledged that he had helped others in his life, his family, strangers, and that he could be compassionate towards them. So I asked him to pause and think about what would happen if he treated himself with the same kindness that he has treated others. Essentially, deliver self-compassion. That's what that is. And he said he had never even thought of that as being an option. So we worked through a guided meditation that helps people understand what it feels like to treat oneself with words of kindness. So I'm enough. I deserve good things. We also used mindfulness, which allowed him to observe his thoughts and emotions without judging them. So rather than saying, I'm a failure, I'm weak, we shifted to, I have sadness passing through me, or I have disappointment passing through me. So that way the emotion or thought is not part of us. It's only a temporary experience. So this is an example of how people can practice self-compassion. They learn to treat themselves with greater kindness and understanding, and then they achieve the gains that goes along with that.
Oh, so thinking about things completely change how we feel, how we think about the scenario, whatever we're involved in. Before we wrap it up, Dr. J, do you have any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
Yeah, I would encourage everyone to be gentle, kinder with themselves, and to remember that when we treat ourselves with self-compassion, it's the opposite of weakness. It's a strength. It's ability to nurture compassion and a good attitude towards ourselves. And that way we're more resilient, happy, and we have greater well-being. And as I said, it also allows us to really take what we experience and run with it so that we benefit from all those experiences. You know, some of the physically toughest people I've worked with benefit from this, and you can too.
All right.
That's great. Where can people reach you?
Well, look us up at Dr. Julie Galthorpe. And if you feel like you'd like to talk to us in person, give us a call at 613-962-1852.
Dr. Julie Galthorpe, our guest this morning on Mix 97. All the audio from Dr. Julie Galthorpe, if you want to take a re-listen to it, will be up just after 9 o'clock here on The Mix.